You may also need to think of your own personal situations as potential conflicts of interest. For example, if you're employed by the WIC program and you also receive WIC benefits, you cannot provide yourself with WIC benefits. Also, you need to consider if you have a secondary form of employment that is in any way associated with the WIC program. If so, you may feel obligated to offer preferential treatment to your secondary form of employment. For example, if you work part-time as a representative for a formula company, you may feel obligated to recommend formulas manufactured by that company to WIC participants. Lastly, your relationship with your coworkers may also present a conflict of interest. For example, a family member may not serve as the direct supervisor of another family member, as it may lead to preferential treatment.